This is Pastor Joshua Swilly, and you're listening to the Hope United Podcast. We pray that this message is a blessing to you.
See, the more you get in the Word, the more you get moved to understand who God is and understand what God can and will do if we worship. So I've been absent quite a few Sundays, traveling not just merely for work, but I learned from Bishop, Pastor Josh, being at that grandfather's funeral taught me a lot. Because sometimes I was beginning to feel troubled that I'm missing church because of PJ, because he's been on his recruiting tours, and to God be the glory for the scholarship offers that has come his way already. But as I went on those tours and missing Sundays, I remember Bishop sharing his dad and said he will not miss an event to be with his son because he believed in family. And I have to be that example. And one of the things that blesses my heart was when I looked at the page of what he wrote to these coaches, I said, Lord, if it's even for that, I'm thanking you this morning. The fact that he wrote that, yes, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So to some coaches, that might not mean anything. But to us, the house of God, we know that that means everything. So as I've been absent, I've been going to the podcast because I believe in building up my spirit week after week. So I'll go through this real fast. Well, as the Holy Spirit gives me utterance, God, forgive me for that statement. As the Holy Spirit gives me utterance, I've been looking at the topic on the pod, listening to the podcast by Pastor Josh. Let my people go so they might worship. And I tell you, I've been so blessed and so inspired because I got some facts out of those sermons that I'm holding on to and declaring over my life as I go along. And it is a fact that when we worship, worship will take us out of the wilderness. It's a fact. It doesn't matter what wilderness you might be in today. One of the things I declare in Jesus' name, it doesn't matter what the enemy is doing, what wilderness I'm in, Pastor Karen, I receive that word in Jesus' name from the man of God that worship will take me out of the wilderness. Fact number two, as I listen to the podcast, is that the enemy does not like when we worship. The enemy is actually afraid of your worship. I don't think you hear me good. The enemy is afraid of your worship. You want to see some things happen. You want to see the enemy get out of some situations in your life. Begin to worship. So I was facing some situation on one of my projects. And when I heard that word, Pastor Josh, I stopped looking at the situation and I began to worship. And what you know, his promise still stands. He worked it out without Pastor Pete having a headache. Fact number two, like I said, the enemy is afraid of your worship. Fact number three, worship invites the prophetic. Worship invites the prophetic. When you worship, I see Pastor Eddie waving his hand, because he knows that as he worships, God shows him some things that he'd never seen before. And he can speak over some lives and some situations as you worship. And you'll understand a little better as I go into the word. Number three, four, worship empowers us. Worship empowers us. When I worship, there are some things that, some mountains that seem like they can't move, Pastor Josh. But as I worship and I just look to the hills from whence cometh my help, as I worship and I take my eyes off the condition here on earth and get in the Spirit, then guess what? The Holy Spirit begins to move and move some mountains. So worship empowers us. Number three. Worship brings revelation. Number five, that is, I'm sorry, from what I got from the word, from the podcast, worship brings revelation. Have you ever been confused about a word or a scripture or a situation? And as you worship God, whether in the car, and let me just say this, worship is not just merely in church. Worship is wherever you are. Let me run on. It's a fact that worship brings discernment. which allows us to get out to some relationships that we're in that God wants us to break off and run away from. As you worship, he takes you away from it. However, today, real briefly, I want to share with you four facts, four things that has to be present for us to have true worship. And let me read the scripture. John chapter 4, 23 and 24. Yet a time is coming and has now come when true worshipers, from the NIV, true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit, and in truth. Let me just declare this one fact. Flesh cannot worship God. Flesh cannot worship God. When we get in trouble is when we try to do things on our own. But when you worship him in spirit and in truth, then things will happen. The Father in spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is a spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth. Let me say this. Everybody can praise, but not anybody can worship. I'm going to say it again. Sister Margaret, anybody can come to church and lift their hands. Anybody can praise, but not anybody can worship. Because why we leave the house of God and go back in the same situation sometimes is because we don't know true worship. And we're not worshiping in spirit and in truth. But the facts that God gave to the man of God, you will experience them when you begin to worship him in spirit and in truth. It sounds really hard, but I had to look at my very self first. This pastor is one who looks within before I share. And I understand that, Pastor Pete, guess what? You can praise all you want, but until you know to worship, it ain't gonna make a difference. So let me run on real quickly. Worship, understand, is an intimate act. So point number one, considering the fact that worship is an intimate act, we must know who we worship. We must know who we worship. You see, the three Hebrew boys way back in the Old Testament, they knew who they worship. So in spite of being thrown in the fire, they had such confidence in the God of their salvation that they said, even if our God don't deliver, we will not bow. When you worship, even when you don't see the answer, you're going to say, even if God does not deliver, I am not going to compromise my stand for the gospel of Jesus Christ. So let me give you a scripture to go with that. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10. I want to know Christ. This is Paul to the church in Philippi. I want to know Christ. Yes, to know the power of his resurrection and the participation in his suffering. See, when you worship, sometimes you're going to have to go through some things. You see, some of us want to worship and have it all good, but when you worship, you got to go through some things to become true as pure gold. In his sufferings, becoming what? Like him. You tell me where you see Christ and any dirt in Jesus. Never. So if you're going to worship and to know him and the power of his resurrection and to become a part of his suffering, then the old man has to die. Like him in his death. That's why he said in his death. Because Pete got to die so Christ can become alive. Let me speak to me so you can't say Pastor Pete's throwing word. Pastor Pete got to die so that Christ can be exalted. True worship is when we are no longer in control. True worship is when Pastor Pete don't worry about what Sister Margaret thinks, but true worship is when I've lost myself, like the songwriter says, and find it all in Jesus. So having said that, let me run to point number two. So now that you know God, know that you understand that he is
who he is. You see, let me just say this. I can't go on without saying this. I don't praise God for what he puts in my pocket. I don't praise God for the house or the car he blesses me with. I praise God because he is God alone. That's knowing God. I praise God because he woke me up this morning. I praise God because he died on Calvary's cross. And he said to me, Pete, it's finished. Your redemption is complete. So that is enough for me to worship, because I know that I know that I know that he is the great I am that I am. So having said that, yes, we want to experience all the blessings of worship, but we must know who we worship. Two, when we know who we worship, then we got to become humble. Without humility, it is impossible to worship. It is a key success, I wrote. It is a key success to enjoy the presence of God, because humility is submission. Humility is submission. Romans chapter 12 said, and I'm running through, submit your body to God as a living sacrifice. You can't do what you want to do. I can't do what I want to do and still worship God. Pastor Pete got to die. Pastor Pete, one, got to know who God is. Then when I understand who God is, then I'm going to become humble under the almighty hand of God so God can use me. And that is total submission to God. Total submission to God. When we humble ourselves and submit to his will, guess what? Programs will change. I don't think you hear me. I believe, because the Bible says, the spirit is subject to the prophet, or the prophet is subject to the spirit, whichever one. So there must be order in the house of God. But there are some times when we are subject to the spirit of God that God will change programs. I don't think you hear me this morning. I am learning that sometimes my plan, and I do, my sister's got me to the place so rigid that I have a weekly plan. And she calls me every day, because she is my secretary, Pastor Josh, to make sure that Pastor Pete sticks to the program. But sometimes I got to remind her that I don't belong to myself. I belong to the Lord Jesus. So he will change some things up. Let me declare this. When we are worshiping, we won't come to church, but we will be the church. When we begin to worship him in spirit and in truth, then it won't be we coming to church, but we will be the church. Because the Bible declares that flesh cannot please God. Let me run. It takes the spirit. So humility, one, know him, two, humility. And when we are humble, then programs go out the door. And God and God alone will be exalted. When we worship, marriages will be restored in the house of God. When we worship, healing will take place in the house of God. When we worship, that the sick will come in and be healed. People disturbed in mind will walk through these doors and come running, submitting to the power of God. When we worship. When we worship. Let me go on. Three. I got a few minutes and I'm going to wrap it. Three. Knowing God, being humble before him, submitting to him. Then here is a key to worship. Like we just prayed, and some of us didn't even catch a vision, Sister Margaret. Because when we pray, and Pastor Eddie prayed, I don't know if you felt the power coming from the man of God. But as he prayed, there was a release. And Pastor Eddie, I know that Pastor Hamilton and his wife's walking out of the hospital. I know that some deliverance took place. But some of us even came to the altar and couldn't worship this morning because we lack of faith. Faith is a main ingredient to worship. Let me read. In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, it says, without faith, it is impossible. Not that you might. without faith, it is totally impossible to please God. You can jump and shout, Sister Gloria, all you want. If you don't have the confidence and the assurance that God can and God will, I'll tell you, when Pastor Josh sang that song, you don't know what it did to me. Great is your faithfulness. His promise still stands. Pastor Josh, he is the same yesterday. He is the same today. And he's the same forevermore. Nothing changes about God. We change, but God never changed. I don't think you hear me. We change, but the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of Abraham, the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the God of Paul, he never changes. Let me wrap this. How's the Holy Spirit works here. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists. That he exists. My God, some of us worshiping and we don't even have the confidence that God exists. We say, if God can. Pastor Josh, I love you because you got a spirit of faith inside of you. That I notice you don't speculate whether God will or if God can. When you came to Pembroke Pines, you said, God gave me this city. That is faith. That is confidence. When Pastor Josh, I remember when you walked in this building, and what did it look like? Like it had no possibilities. But the man of God, because he had faith in God, he saw this before this happened. That's why the Bible says, faith is a substance of things hoped for. You know that God promises to you. So even when you don't see it, you're going to begin to praise God for it. It is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things you can't even see. But you know that God is. Moses had such a confidence. Moses said, I am that I am. Sent me. Pastor Josh, when you saw Pembroke Pines, you knew that I am, that I am, sent you here. And this city belongs to Hope United. Let me just close on faith. Take some time and go back and read the story of Abraham and Isaac. Because I got to be subject to the Spirit too. But I got to give you this thought. When God told Abraham, Sister Margaret, powerful, this thing blew my mind. I've been reading it from my head, was at my knees. And it never took a hold, Pastor Josh, until now. When God told Abraham to go up to the hill and worship and to bring the offering, which was his son Isaac. Now, this is the important part of knowing God. Abraham knew God and knew that his promise still stand. Great, I tell you that song, I can't get over it. Great is his faithfulness. So when God told Abraham to go up, I want to read it. I don't want to just give you my thought. Listen to Abraham. Listen to Abraham. Genesis 22:5. And Abraham said to his young men, stay here with the donkey. The lad and I will go yonder and worship. But here is the key. Here is the key. And we will. Hallelujah. We will come back. Here's what God gave me. Abraham knew, Pastor Eddie, that guess what? Even if God killed Isaac, he would raise him from the dead. That's the confidence. That's the faith we need to have in God. Let me close. So, Abraham did what? First, he knew God. He humbled himself. He had the confidence in God. And I will close with this. All having all of that is vain if we're not obedient to the Spirit of God. We can shout, jump, say we know God, say we humble ourselves, say we have faith in God. But if we're not obedient to the written word of God, then it's all in vain. Hope United, as I close, we want to worship. Let me tell you, there is just, Pastor Josh, God gave you this word because it's taken me to another place in God, because I want to worship. So I'm realizing, Pastor Pete, that you must first know God. Know God for yourself. Have a personal relationship, an intimate relationship with Him. Secondly, you must humble yourself, submit to the almighty hand of God. Say, God, I am letting go of everything, all my philosophies, all my beliefs, and I'm putting it at the altar, Lord. And Lord, as I humble myself, I'm going to have the faith. I'm going to have the faith. In other words, I'm going to have the confidence that you are able to do exceedingly, like I said earlier, abundantly above all I can ask or even imagine, according to the power of God that worketh in me, Pastor Peter. Lord, I'm going to believe it. But most of all, Lord, you said faith without works is dead. So therefore, God, I'm going to let go of everything. And I'm going to move. I'm going to be obedient to you, to your will, and to your way. I say yes, Lord, yes. I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me with my whole heart, I'll agree. And Jesus, my answer will be yes. Lord, yes. 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 To the challenges of life. God, it's yes. Even to my philosophy and my theology, it will be yes to your will and to your way. Would you stand with me as I close? If you're here today, and yes, you've been worshiping and you've been asking God for some things, and it seems like they've not come to pass. It seems like you're not experiencing true worship. God has challenged us today to first know Him afresh. Take me back to the place where I first believe. Take me back, dear Lord. Lord, I need to know that I know that I know that yes, you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. Take me back, Jesus. Two, Lord, I'm going to submit to you completely. I'm going to lay aside every weight, every sin, Jesus, that not so easily beset me. And I'm deciding today to run with patience, with humility, the race that is set before me. And having done that, Jesus, I am deciding to believe you no matter the cost. And in believing you, Lord, I'm going to obey you. If you are here and you're making that new commitment to God, would you come out here as we pray together for you? You're saying, God, it's a new day. I want to experience true worship in the spirit. God, I want to go from the ordinary to the extraordinary. If you're here and you need that experience in God, I tell you this word, I've been on my knees crying before God the whole time. And the more I listen to the word of God from the man of God, the more I go into God. Because God, I am tired of the ordinary. I'm so tired of the ordinary. I want to see the power of God at work in and through me. Just imagine each and every one of us coming here worshiping Pastor Josh. There's not a soul that we walk through that door and go back out the same. So today, if you want to make that new declaration to God, and if you're not saved and you need to experience what true worship is, I also invite you to come as I'm about to pray. Or where you are, if you want to raise your hands to the heaven. It's a personal, like I said, it's an intimate act. It's a personal relationship. Wherever you are, if you want to raise your hand in surrender to God, saying, Lord, I need to worship in spirit and in truth. And today I am committing to doing so. You can raise your hands right where you are. Father, we thank you for this word. I thank you for challenging my very theology, my very thoughts and my set patterns, God. I thank you for challenging me to be different. Father, to know you more, to submit totally to you. Father, to have the faith and confidence that God, you will do what you say you will do. And most importantly, to make sure it's not all vain, to become obedient to your will and to your way. I pray in the name of Jesus that as you've challenged me, as you've taken me, Father, to another place. Here's your children raising their hands before you. I pray that you take them to another place. Help them to experience true worship. Help them to experience worshiping you in spirit. Getting out of flesh, getting out of themselves, and worshiping you in spirit and in truth. When we will begin to see the power of God, not at work, Father, in the building, but in our lives, in Jesus' name. Do it for us, we pray. Do it for us, we pray today, as we submit to you, as we get to know you, as we have faith and confidence in you, and as we obey you. In Jesus' name we pray, and we thank you for doing it. Amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Please consider planting a seed in this ministry. Any seed helps us get the gospel message out to those that would otherwise not hear it. If you want to give, please click the link below in the episode notes. If you're in the area, come visit us in Pembroke Pines, Florida. May God bless you, and may you possess the promise God has for you.